with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hey, what's going on? It's Cooper and Una. This is Breakfast Roll. Why was my voice so high-pitched there? Maybe, I don't know. It needs to be a bit more gravelly like that. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, we kicked off the show this morning with me being assaulted in a supermarket. Unbelievable scenes.
Oh my God, how do I not have a bruise on my hip and backside? I do not know.
Did you have a fall?
No. I nearly had a falling out with someone though.
Whoa.
Friday, on my way home after the show, I had to pick up a few bits and pieces for dinner. Yeah?
Yeah.
A couple of chicken breasts, bit of salad. It's green stuff, it's leafy stuff. I don't know.
Excuse me, I have spinach with my dinner every day. I'm on a new buzz, spinach buzz. Okay.
And I'm standing there and there was someone in front of me in the queue and there was somebody behind me and there was only one aisle open in supermarkets. It tends to be that way anyway. Mm. And there was no self-service checkouts at this supermarket. So I was just like, all right, I'm in this for the long haul. And suddenly the guy in front of me was nearly finished and he was packing up and I felt this into the side of me. That was kind of the noise of a trolley hitting off my ass. The woman behind me was bumping me to say, come on, hurry along a bit. And I didn't look. And I got this in the side of me again. And she's trying to grumbling. And I'm like, what the? Like, is there an emergency? Is there something going on? Yeah. And then she just kept inching forward to try and move me out of it. I'm like, can't go anywhere.
What were you doing? Were you loitering?
I was standing there. You can't loiter in the aisle.
You obviously weren't going quick enough. I wasn't one of the shops where you have to go really fast.
Yeah, but there was a guy in front of me and he was packing his stuff.
He obviously wasn't going fast enough then.
Yeah, the lady.
You see, you should have judged him to go. So it would have been like a domino effect. You should have given him a douche.
Big douche fest.
Yeah. He should have said, in like the bumpers with trolleys. You should have given him a dig and said, come on, here, there's a woman behind me and she's impatient.
Oh my God.
And did you say anything to you?
I couldn't even look at her.
Did she say anything? Like, did she say move on?
She kind of grumbled and it just sounded like. I genuinely thought actually you were behind me for a while. But I was frightened to look around just in case you eyeball me as well. So yeah, so maybe if you're a little bit impatient, a little bit rude, would you
give someone a douche? Why didn't you turn around and say, hey, missus, why did you douche me? Like,
you know me, I don't like confrontation.
I know, but she douched you three times at the supermarket.
Yeah.
So funny. I wish I had been there to see it.
I'm sure if you contact the store, they give you security footage.
Oh yeah, listen, you're obviously going too slow.
Nothing to do with me.
Up
there
your
was
game.
Somebody in front of me who wasn't going fast enough. Yes. And even the girl who was on the till just kind of had her arms crossed looking at your man taking his time back. And
why didn't you give him a little tip? Not a judge, but a little tip.
Actually, do you know what? This has gotten serious now. I'm not going to assault somebody in the supermarket.
Our little tip isn't an assault. It's just a little bit like, come on there now.
So you reckon it's all right to douche somebody with your trolley if you want them to move on along?
Yeah, you were obviously being really slow.
Oh, great.
Slow.
Brilliant. I cannot wait for this now. Next time I'm in the supermarket, you know the Stop and Chatters who block the aisle?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Stop
yeah.
and Chat. They're going to go like Skittles in a bowling alley. I'm just going to hit them up. Let me lift you up.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
I guess not the experience that everybody enjoys has been boofed by a supermarket trolley. Our survey says this morning was most people said that they do this when somebody is coming over. What is it?
Our survey says this morning, let's get some guesses on 087-110-207. That's our WhatsApp number. You can get it. Here's the show.
Most people say they only clean this when someone is coming over. Why are you laughing, Cooper? What is it you only clean when people are coming over?
What would you only clean if they were coming over?
The toilet. You give it a good deep clean.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're nearly always guaranteed to say, can I just pop to the loo before I head
oh,
off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just like...
it's not the answer, no. You should keep that clean when people are
should
coming
always
over.
Keep it clean, yeah.
What about the island?
Oh, your island is, yeah.
It's just where you put stuff, really, isn't it? Just a place to put stuff.
Yeah, do you have a kitchen in your island? Sorry.
There's no place in the kitchen to put stuff.
Is there a sink in your island?
No, I'm not that posh.
All right.
Oh, well, he's got a sink in his island, no doubt.
Well, the island, like, yeah, the sink is in the island and the dishwasher's under the island as well.
Ew, no. No, no, that's not the way I operate.
Really?
It's just your dumping ground,
the It's just my dumping ground. Yeah. Everything lives on the island. And then when it's not on the island, I don't know where it is. And that's when the chaos ensues.
You shouldn't have an island.
I love my island.
No, if it's just for dumping stuff on, you shouldn't have one.
No, it's for dumping stuff, and that's where we eat our food.
So you're putting. And do you clean it then every day that you take the stuff off it before you have your food?
What do you mean? Of course we do. Of course we do.
What do you mean?
Is it clean the island?
It's not clean the island, no. You should keep that tidy anyway.
What?
You should keep that tidy anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad. Jeez.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. It's like working with two dads. I come in this morning. Now, I wasn't going to bring this up. But
this
now I'm triggered.
Was the funniest thing that happened this morning.
Now I'm triggered, so I will bring it up. So I come into work. I park my car. I get out.
Did you?
Yeah, I do. I get out of the car and I hear a beep. I'm like, what the heck? And I turn around and there's Cooper. He rolls down the window and he goes, Una, would you not cop on and park that properly now? And I was like, oh my God, I felt like this is my second year maths teacher judging me for not being able to do a sum problem. So I was like, you were so judgy. And I stormed off.
You did.
I did. And just laughed.
I did laugh because genuinely you've parked your car in the middle of two spaces.
That's not true. And I'll
take a picture and we post it online, then let people judge and then everybody know what car you drive.
That's very invasive. I don't want you taking pictures of my car.
All right. We've gone off the topic. So yeah. What is the question, please?
Most people say they only clean this when somebody is coming around. What is it?
All right. 087-1-1-0-2-1-0-7. All right, some good guesses coming in on 087-1-1-0-2-1-0-7 for a survey says.
Most people say they only clean this when somebody is coming round. What is it?
Shout out to all the people who've sent in the dirty version of the answer that we can't play on the radio.
No.
But we laughed in studio. Thanks very much. It was funny.
Morning, lads. Just on Scally's Alley.
Yeah.
Is it your front door?
What do you mean, your front door?
Yeah. No one cleans the front door.
What?
Even when people are calling, you shouldn't be out. Come on, Jesse.
Did you clean your front door? Did I clean your front door?
No.
Is your front door covered in cobwebs? And
it's not covered in cobwebs. I don't clean my front door. It's painted. It's lovely green.
Okay. Doesn't clean the island. Doesn't clean the front door.
I do clean the island.
You have to wipe your feet
to.
When you come out of your house.
Actually, it's not very energetically good to have a wet mask.
We don't have time to get into that.
We'll get into it later.
Yeah.
It's bad
is it
energy.
Inside of your bin?
Sorry, say that again.
Is it the inside of your bin?
Ooh.
The inside of your what?
Yeah,
your bin.
Oh.
That doesn't really get touched unless there's somebody else coming.
Every single time we change the bin, we clean it.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because...
Oh, my God. You
painting an awful picture of your house.
Oh, my God.
Like, don't clean your front door.
I don't clean my front door. Who cleans their front door? My front door is lovely. It's a beautiful green. There's lovely tiles underneath it. It's gorgeous.
Don't have time for how beautiful it is.
Well, stop saying I painted a bad picture of myself. Please.
Like your island is filthy.
It's not filthy. It's cluttered. My house is clean. It's just cluttered.
And you don't clean your bin.
The bin.
Because it's a bin juice.
It's a bin dirt. Juice. Mm. Of course I clean it from time to time. Not all the time.
Every time you empty it.
Every time I empty it. Nobody's got time for that.
We need the answer. We've run out of time for guesses now because of you. And we're over now.
The answer is when people are coming over, people clean their bathroom mirror. That's what you don't get attention on the bathroom mirror. You give that a clean.
You should give it a clean.
Yeah. Like,
guess what? Guess who's never cleaned the bathroom?
I clean the bathroom mirror all the time. Because, like, you have to, especially if there's people coming over because there might be splatterings of, like, you know, makeup or fake tan or something on it.
Okay, well, Luna's still talking there. Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. We start fresh on a Monday with our game, Rhyme It. Can you get the highest score by the end of the week and win the contents of Una's drawers? You never know what's going to be in there. Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it. So playing Rhyme It this morning is Nicola, who says... Phone is still ringing. She hasn't answered the phone yet. I'm like, come on, Nicola. Una's mad to hear you play her tin whistle as
she
well.
She promised me a tune on the tin whistle.
Yeah, she's been trying to learn the tin whistle, and it just hasn't happened for her yet. So I wonder, she's been learning tin whistle for, what is it, how many years? Two years now. You think to yourself now, come on, you've been learning for 2 years. Why haven't you learned it yet? Do you know what I mean? All right, I'm going to try a different number here for her now. See, does she answer? Here we go. Nicola.
Hello.
There you go.
We're just slagging you, not being able to learn how to play tin whistle. After two years. 2 years.
I've been learning, yeah, but I'm not very good.
Okay, so, what kind of tunes do you know how to play?
Right now I've got the Kerry Polka in front of me.
The Kerry Polka.
Yeah.
Well, not a better polka ever existed.
I don't know, like Lady Gaga's polka
that
face.
Was good, wasn't it?
No, the Kerry Polka. Okay, so, right. So, here we go. Nicola.
Do I need to put you on speaker from my phone?
I'm not the technical wizard.
I'll just play it, but then I can't hear you if
I play
it.
That's fine, we just want to hear you.
I'll play a little line, alright, here you go.
Legend.
Oh, she found a tin whistle.
That's so cute.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Here we go.
That'll do. That was so bad.
That wasn't bad. That was actually really good.
Fool a bus.
My fingers were a bit nervous.
It was lovely.
Well,
it does sound like you need to take your whistle and give it a flick. Get that spit out.
Yeah, I know.
Yank.
That's pretty good.
This is the nerves. I told Donal.
No, you were brilliant.
About. You're fantastic. Come here, did you enjoy the rugby over the weekend?
Yes. Yeah, it was good.
What a result.
Who are you rooting for there now, Nicola?
Ireland, of course.
Hey.
Jesus, some turnaround for Scotland to beat France.
Unbelievable.
That means that if we beat Scotland, we can win the Six Nations then.
Yeah, hopefully. Next weekend.
Yeah, it is. All right, Nicola, you know how to play the game. We're going to give you a word, and you've got to rhyme every single answer with that word. If you get the highest score at the end of the week, you win the contents of Uno's drawers. All right, the word you have to rhyme with today is
trim. T-R-I-M.
Okay.
Yeah. Your time starts now.
I need to renew my memberships here to get fit again.
Gym.
A hotel providing overnight lodging for travellers.
Hold pass.
I'm on a diet to try and get what?
Trim. Slim.
An arm or leg of a person or animal is called a what?
Limb.
I couldn't be a lifeguard because I struggle to what?
Swim.
What is the name of the card you put in your phone?
Sim.
The light was on, but I was only shining a what light?
Sim.
He took a shot with the basketball.
Time is up.
Oh.
Hey, that's a pretty honourable start. Six.
Seven last time. I needed eight.
you pass on number two, a hotel providing overnight lodging for travellers. An inn.
An inn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember there was no room at the inn? And then baby Jesus had to be born in the shed.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the coach house. there you go. Listen, it's a good score to start the week off with. Is six. Well done. Congratulations.
And thanks for performing for us.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're brilliant. Keep on practicing. Keep going.
Yeah, I will.
You're saying she needs to practice, Una?
Huh?
You're saying she needs to practice?
Well, I think that
I know, yeah.
A practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
No, you're fabulous, Nicola. Don't mind them.
Well done, Nicola. Okay. Yeah. All right, look after yourself. Cheers, bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
If you want to have a go and play Rhyme It tomorrow, 087-1102-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Mondays is Auntie Una, and some of my favourite Auntie Unas are when it's relationship advice, and this one did not disappoint. I love Auntie Una. I think today's going to get pretty, pretty juicy.
Hi, Auntie Una. I met a guy a few nights ago. We really got on when we met, and I was getting all the right signals from him, and he asked me to go for some casual drinks on Friday and meet up on our own. We planned this on Tuesday, where we were going. We'd meet at 8 and all that jazz. I remembered that I'd planned to go to a friend's party later on Friday night at about 11ish, but that would be later on. I messaged to let him know on Friday afternoon that I'd have to be gone to a planned party at 11pm, so I could only stay for a few hours, but I was still looking forward to seeing him. It was late, but I only remembered the party then. He messaged me back saying, it's all good, don't worry, and cancelled the date completely. I really liked him, but I'm not sure what's happening now and whether it's completely over. What do you think?
Ooh, okay. Interesting. So, agreed to go on a date, but then told your man that she's going to be leaving early and going to a party and didn't invite him.
It's fair enough.
What?
Why should she invite him? She doesn't know him. She barely knows him. Oh. This is what happens when people try and spread themselves too thin, people pleasing. So, Niamh doesn't want to let anyone down because she's too nice, right? Mm. And as a result, she sacrificed what could have been something beautiful, although I'm reluctant to say that it could be something beautiful, because someone who cancels a date over a girl saying she'd have to be gone by 11 p.m. is ridiculous. He's cutting off his nose to spite his face.
How about she could have, because if she's looking to get into a relationship and she kind of likes this guy, she should have changed the date to a different day so she could, because you got to let kind of like the foundations
wrong?
Of relationship breathe in.
But hold on a second now.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. What is wrong with saying, listen, I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Mm. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I have to be gone by 11 p.m. because I promised my friend that I'd go to her party. And who knows, by the end of the date, she could have said to him, okay, would you like to come to my pal's party?
She could.
She could have.
Yeah.
But he didn't give her that chance. He took it away. He took it away from her, Cooper.
He did.
Yeah. Cutting off his nose to spite his face. I can just imagine, it's just childish, because he's there going, ha, she thinks she can, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think it's a bit rude. But you think she's being rude.
Well, I think she could have just kind of, because she had something else on that night, she only realised she could have just changed the date. That's the way I see it. Like,
yeah, but she was probably just really looking forward to seeing him, and it had been arranged, and she didn't want to take the chance of him saying, actually, I have plans on Saturday. So she just went ahead with it. Look, I just think she's spreading herself too thin, and that's what happens when you try to please it. Because you can't please everyone. You just can't please everyone. People pleaser.
You can't be a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Okay, 087.
I've been accused of being a people pleaser. I have too. How dare you?
Stop it.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not. Getting into this, we don't have time.
Okay, fine.
This is about this person who's been in contact, has been looking for some help. 087-110-2107. So, should she have changed the date? Should she have just not gone to her friend's party or even brought it up in the first place?
But what's she going to do now is the thing. Like, I think this fella is wrong for you, Niamh, that he just cancelled like that because you said you had to leave early.
What if she just didn't bother bringing it up and just went on the date? Because if the date was just, say, it was 8 o'clock, yeah?
Yeah.
And then she was just like, yeah, cool. Do the couple of hours of the date, have your dinner, and then just say, nice to see you, or else, here, do you fancy going to a party?
Dude, what are you doing? You're living in the past. This is all about what are we going to do now for Niamh? You're just going, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Not going to help anybody.
Hey, some people say that I am the greatest superhero of all time. Captain Hindsight. 087-110-2107. What shoulda, woulda, coulda happened? Auntie Una, what is going on with this situation altogether?
So, Niamh was planned to go on a date with this guy. She really liked him. She thought he liked her. And that she realised that on the night that she had planned to go on the date with him, she had already agreed to go to a pal's party.
Yeah.
So she texted her man. She said, listen, really looking forward to the date. Excuse me, but I'll have to leave early around 11 to go to my pal's party.
Yeah.
And then afterwards he was like, oh, don't worry, it's all good. But he cancelled the date completely. So she's a bit flabbergasted. She's like, what the, you know,
what the deuce,
what's she supposed to do? Like, should she apologize to this guy?
I don't think she owes him an apology.
No, I think he owes her an apology.
What are you saying? 087-110-2107.
To me, it sounds like he was hoping for a nice late date and possibly a little sleepover or something. And then when she was putting it out there, I have to be gone by 11, he was like, is there actually a party, or she just doesn't want to stay over or whatever? So I don't know, that would make me feel a bit sus about him, to be honest. I'd say good riddance.
That's a be very presumptuous of him if he was looking for that on the first date.
Well, Orla and Nace agrees. She says, Niamh, you dodged a bullet. Your man was obviously only looking for afternoon delight, and then when he found out it wasn't happening, he cancels the date. Jog on, buddy. Blessing in disguise.
Afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight.
Morning, guys. Just in relation to Auntie Una.
Yeah.
So this fella was looking for one thing and one thing only. Mm-hmm.
Dessert after full main what?
Preach. And it wasn't just a nice dinner, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Anyway, red flags all around. Get rich.
All right, who are you?
Sarah and Cavan.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Sarah.
I see a lot of people are saying that red flags alert. Mikey disagrees. Mikey's in Swinsford this morning. He says, ah, lads, is anyone going to stick up for the man here? He could have been buzzed looking forward to this date and then might have felt like Niamh didn't have much interest in him. If she was going to leave early to go to a different party, he might have thought she was meeting another fella. Mikey in Swinsford.
I suppose maybe if we don't know the guy and we don't know anything about him, and he mightn't be the most confident when it comes to actually asking people out, and maybe he got his confidence knocked and just kind of like, oh God, maybe she doesn't want to date me in the first place.
Yeah, but it kind of sounds more like it was his ego that felt a bit bruised.
All right, 0871 102 107, what he's saying. Okay, and to you this morning.
So Niamh has been in touch, and Niamh is a little bit stunned because she was supposed to go on a date with this guy, but she realised that it was her friend's party the same night. So she said to him, listen, I can't wait for the date, really looking forward to it, but I'm just going to have to leave that little bit earlier to get to my pal's party. Your man said, that's grand, no worries, but cancel the date. So she's just a bit stunned because she was getting good vibes from this guy.
Yeah.
But June and Avon has been in touch. She says, Niamh should message that fella and say, absolutely no problem, hold her head high and walk away. This guy sounds like a muppet. That's the general consensus, I think.
Hi, guys. Just maybe some advice, Antuna. Forget about it. Don't worry about it. It's not worth it if he cancelled on you. If he is worth it, then try him again. But if he cancelled, then he was just bothered that you were going to a party afterwards.
He was bothered.
Yeah, he was bothered.
He was bothered.
Kerry says he is so not worth it. If he wanted to see her, he'd want to spend any available time with her. I know when I met my now husband, I wanted to spend as much time as possible together. Yeah, with no mind games. Hate mind games. Thanks for that, Kerry.
I'm reading too deep into this. I wanted to, not want to spend. Come on, Nick. I'm only messing. It wears off after a while, Gary. Am I right? Okay, I'm joking. All right, that's Antiona. We'll have another one for you next week. Thank you so much for all the messages that have come in.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go. Go.
We love our facts, and that's why we came up with a game, and it's called Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash. Donald, you are up first. Move in there now, nice and close to Una. Share your microphones.
Oh yeah, sugar. Sorry, forgot. Here. Actually,
yeah. Sounds. my fact, the gift that keeps on giving. In Japan, there are companies you can hire to apologise on your behalf if you mess up at work or in a relationship or anything really for that matter.
The apology agents.
The apology agents is, there's different multiple ones. It's a good idea when you think about it.
It is a good idea. If you don't want to...
You put effort into it. Oh, they paid for somebody to apologise on their behalf.
Yeah.
But you'd be like, I'll go way out of that. You've just got no cojones yourself, so you're just paying someone to do it for you. You can man up and do it yourself.
Different culture in Japan.
Yeah, they're all about manners and... You know, manners are a very important
manners
thing.
Manners are very important. That's why you should say sorry.
But so is business. Business is also very important. So if you're too busy to apologise yourself, you hire somebody to do the apology. I'm saying, I'm locking it. It's true.
I'm going to say it's true as well.
Oh, for crying out loud, get your own brain.
I'm glad I have my one and not yours.
You're both wrong. No, it's false.
Boo!
That could be a service. That could be something, a little mixer for us.
I couldn't do it.
I have no problem saying sorry for you. Yeah. I will eat humble pie for you. No problem.
I'm constantly saying sorry for you.
For me or to me?
For you.
Lies.
Walking outside. I'm really sorry about that. Sorry.
What? It's my car again. Yeah. Forget it.
All right.
Yeah.
do we all love dogs?
Oh yeah.
We all love dogs. You know, dogs can hear a higher pitched sound than humans because, you know, like with a dog whistle, it's at a certain frequency. But you know the way, if you scream silently to yourself, you know, the dogs can hear that. So, you know, if you stub your toe and you don't want to wake everybody else, you're waking the dog, Una. Actually, I can't imagine you being quiet if you stub your toe.
No, I couldn't. I can't. No, I couldn't. Like, what is the silent one?
Yeah. But it's like,
there's no, like,
dogs all over the country going, Jesus, what's going on?
No, that's trash.
Azuna's stuck down a well.
No, it's trash. Because I don't think anyone does the silent scream. You just let it out.
I do it regularly, to be honest with you, so I don't wake the house because I...
What do you be doing?
Stubbing my toe all the time in the dark.
But is that not more like a, you would go, bloody
freedom. Oh no, it's an initial don't move, and then your fist clench up and you're just like,
oh God, I don't like that. I don't like that. That's more of a wheeze. You sound like Muttley there. I'm going to say that's
sounds
trash.
Like you laughing.
Trash. Trash.
Okay.
True.
You're saying true?
Yeah.
It is true.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. Dogs can hear you in your silent scream. So next time, a little bit more quiet, isn't it?
I still don't believe you. I don't believe you. It's trash.
Okay.
Okay, fine. No, okay, it's grand, true. It's true.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Okay, brace yourselves, right? Brace yourselves for good things, my friends, because what I am about to play for you is going to transform your life. This song, or the sound and frequency of this particular piece of music by Anita Ward, is trending everywhere because it is an abundancy frequency. It is a magnificent, magnetic manifester, right? So this song is banned from being played in casinos because it leads to too much winning energy. People are cleaning up in Vegas.
So, if this gets played,
woo!
In casinos, people win.
Yes. It's been banned because of the winning energy.
Okay.
Because it is a magnetic manifester.
There is little frequencies in there that you can actually hear with the naked ear, like those little bells.
Yeah, see?
Interesting, okay.
So listen, have that on when you're manifesting.
Okay, yeah. Donald, what are you saying?
No, I'm going to say trash.
Lock it in. I'm saying trash as well, because no matter how much... casino's a game of luck, so I don't think a song in the background is going to make any difference.
Well, you're both wrong. Dozens of posts on TikTok claim that this song is banned from being played in casinos because it leads to too much winning energy. So I saw it on TikTok.
I'm not taking that as a fact. Just because you saw it on TikTok earlier.
It's trending everywhere. It's trending everywhere that this is has amazing abundancy frequencies. Seriously.
There's an amazing abundancy of something coming off of you.
Hear one note and hit the jackpot.
Cha-ching.
So, yeah, cha-ching.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to investigate this and I'm going to see if it's actually true because...
Off to the casino.
Because hundreds of TikTok people are saying that this is true in the casinos, they've banned this song. So, you can't say, I'm right and you're wrong.
What if you listen to it in your headphones? Does that mean that you're going to win?
They don't allow headphones in there. No, you're not allowed to bring your AirPods.
I don't think
so. Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If you work from home and you maybe stay in your bed while you're working from home, there's now a term for it. It's called soft days. Are you guilty of doing a soft day?
Una, what the hell are the influencers encouraging us to do now?
Well, the influencers are saying that we all should have soft off days. And this involves burnt out workers, because a lot of us are burnt out.
We are, we're all burnt out.
Logging on and doing the bare minimum and relaxing on company time while working from home.
Sign me up. I would love this. Imagine waking up in the morning, putting on your headphones, reaching across, pulling across the microphone, and then, hey, how's it going? It's Cooper and Una. And then I get a pillow in the face from my wife. See, it wouldn't work for us, though, would it?
No, it wouldn't. But I do think it's a really good idea. Like, I think that in this day and age, it's important that we honour ourselves and we take soft off days. Like, I raw dog my bed every chance I get.
Jesus.
And, yeah.
Could you please explain that?
It's bed rotting. Okay. Do you know, any spare time I have where another human or animal doesn't need me, I'm up there raw dogging. I lock the door and everything so that I won't be interrupted. Okay? it's just self-care, Cooper.
What if you do need to open the door? Do you have like a
I have to get open. I have to get up, yeah.
Maybe the hope that a big, handsome, tall fireman turns up.
No. This is just me time.
All right, okay.
I think employers need to think more about self-care for their employees, and they should be encouraging soft off days where people do the bare minimum and bed rot all day. It would improve their work productivity as well because they'd be rested. It's about being kind to yourself and honouring your body and saying thank you to your body and your soul as well. Do you know it's important that we do that?
How are you not more wealthy?
I know. I'm like a guru. I should be. Yeah, yeah.
You should be doing public speaking about all this, but
I give my time very generously and I don't ask anything for it because that's just the type of person I am.
You do.
But you know what, right? In reality, we've all been doing soft off days for years in Ireland anyway. Do you want to know what it's called?
Yes, please.
It's called, Era, I'll start on Monday. Gotta clean the house. Are ya? We'll leave it at now till Monday. Gotta do this. Gotta do taxes and start Monday.
If you were given the option to do a soft off day, a soft off day.
Everyone's gonna do a soft off day.
If you were given the option of doing a soft off day, where you do minimum work, but you're still checking in and doing your bits and bobs, you know, reaching your whatever, or having a 4-day week, which would you choose?
Well, that's the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life. Because obviously you're gonna go for a 4-day week.
Do you know who you're like? What? The press secretary in the White House, Caroline Leavitt.
Don't you dare!
I ask a question.
It's not my fault
that
you stupid.
That's the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life.
I apologize. There's no such thing as a stupid question except for that question. Like, obviously you're gonna go for a 4-day week because then you have nothing to do at work on the 5th day. Oh yeah, I'll take 5 days of work. Well, one of them I'll have a soft off day where I still have to do a few bits and bobs. You see, you should think before you speak sometimes. It helps.
I'm so sorry. There she goes.
No, I'm done now. I'm done. Well, let's put it out there. Okay. What would you prefer? A soft off day or a 4-day week?
I think everybody's going to go for the 4-day week. How about, has anybody actually gotten away with doing soft days without their work knowing?
Ooh.
I'd like to know that. Influencer said, hey, why don't you have yourself a soft work day?
A soft off day. They're recommending soft off days.
So where
you work, inverted commas, from home, and you log on maybe in the morning and reply to 2 or 3 emails, but basically you're doing nothing. You're just doing, you're pretending to work, but you're not working, and it's at the expense of your employer. So influencers are recommending this, you know, they're promoting it.
Do you reckon it takes a certain type of person though to feel, I would feel guilty if I did that.
I couldn't do it. Like anytime I'm sick,
yeah.
I give every single detail of why if I can't come in. And
you're not obliged to.
But I do because I'm like, they won't believe me.
No.
And then I come in when I am sick and you give out to me for doing it.
Yeah, we all do.
Spreading the lurgy.
Yeah, interesting to see, does anybody else take a soft day? A soft off day.
Hi guys. So I work 3 days from home a week and luckily my working from home day fell on the 2 days that the Bridgerton Part 1 and Part 2 dropped.
Seen it. Have you seen it yet?
Not yet.
Oh my God.
So, I did no work that day. I probably sent 4 emails just so my manager would know that I was active. but yeah, no. Had all the munchies in.
The munchies!
And just sat watching Bridgerton on a work day.
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
You'd love that.
I wouldn't have the...
The munchies?
No, I would have the munchies. I just wouldn't be able to do it.
I nearly feel guilty about just sitting down when I get home. I feel like I should.
I do.
I literally feel guilty that I couldn't go home and just sit down and watch TV after.
You go for a nap.
It depends if I have a gig.
No, you go for a nap.
Not every day.
You do mostly, because I ring and you're like, yeah, I'm just after getting into bed. So you're mad, like, I feel guilty for sitting down when I get home.
That
is the biggest load of BS I've ever heard in my life.
I can't believe you just ousted me for going for a nap.
Yeah.
I have an hour's drive, Una. You're 2 minutes down the road. Of course
I'm
going
home. Sorry, I just get my violin now. So there you go, yeah.
Oh, it's so small you can't hear you playing.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
There we go. Today's podcast from today's show. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early from 6 till 10 a.m. We're looking forward to seeing us. Oh, and also, come here while you're here. Don't forget Harry Styles tickets up for grabs on iRadio. See iRadio.ie for more. And like, share and subscribe.